This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Mark Stein, great interview last night with Ben and Skin. As you know, former Mavs writer, he's now covering the NBA for the New York Times. He was talking about the latest rumors, and the rumor yesterday, the Mavs were the favorite to land Al Horford. That came from Kevin O'Connor in The Ringer. Here's how Mark Stein reacted to that with Ben and Skin.
Well, the Mavs are in the rumors today, so their plan didn't work, I guess.
And you're referring to the Al Horford rumors, I would assume, unless there's even more that you're hearing about.
No, I mean, unfortunately, for Mavs fans who are excited about that, I don't think the Mavs are a favorite for Al Horford. Obviously, since last night, everybody's trying to figure out where he's going. For negotiations to break down that abruptly with Boston has convinced everyone around the league that he's already got his next destination picked out. The word I heard last night was he's got a 4-year promise from someone in excess of $100 million.
Wow.
And it's probably going to be West. But I was told last night when this happened, and I was told again today, it's not Dallas. And look, Al Horford is a sensational player, glue guy, defensive savant, great in the locker room, can fit in with any team. And frankly, even if Luka and KP mesh great, you could say they could use an old head around to lead them and show them the way. But if you really look at this from a basketball perspective, as good as Al Horford is defensively, offensively he's a pick-and-pop player. That's what Porzingis is. Mm-hmm. How are the two of them really going to function together offensively? It's hard to see how that would work. So the Mavs are certainly, they're going to check it out. Any big name that comes on the market, the Mavs are going to look at it. But I do not see them as a serious bidder in the Al Horford chase. That's what I've been directly told twice now.
Wow, twice. And I think as much credibility as Kevin O'Connor at The Ringer has, I think Mark Stein just holds quite a bit more weight in this circumstance.
You know what's amazing is as we were leaving the show yesterday and the Horford rumors were starting to really, you know, become Dallas Maverick things, I was trying to get my head around it and say, okay, I'm going to be okay with a 33-year-old guy who's a former All-Star and a glue guy and a great player. And I was like, I turned my mind into be positive about Al Horford. It'll be the same if we get
Patrick.
He's
a good passer. He can space the floor. Mm-hmm. I was there with you. Yeah.
And then after listening at 5:20 yesterday to Ben and Skin with Mark Stein, like, okay, this does make more sense that we're not signing a 33-year-old guy. We're interested if
– yeah.
But so that's kind of – is just really – fun listening to Mark Stein, but I had to change my brain two times yesterday to Al Horford. It's okay. We're not getting Al Horford.
Yeah, absolutely is okay. What I mean, I thought this league is going in a direction of creators behind the line, able to dribble or shoot in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be spending what would be $65 million against the cap on two big men, even though they can shoot the three.
Right.
At least two of your superstars have to be wing or point guard capable.
Yeah, I think he brings a lot to the table if the Mavericks were interested in him, but the age thing was a big drawback. And I'm having to agree with Skin. When Skin was saying the only reason this would even work is if the Mavericks felt like their window of winning a title would be in the next 2 years. Because otherwise, the age factor, he's 33. Everything else about him, I absolutely love what he did for that team when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. He did everything. He was shooting threes. He was blocking shots. He was doing everything. The turnaround post-up play that nobody does anymore, he does all those things, and he can run on the floor. It's not like he's big Vucevic, you know, where
– yeah, no,
you know,
he's good.
He's good. And I was like, but it work for the number, for the age.
Yeah, you know, the age. And I wouldn't totally disagree if, you know, we found out the Mavs think they can win a championship in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of work to do, but you have two superstars, and the league is devoid right now of a super team that you're going to have to be incredible to get behind. So I think if the Mavs wanted to get involved with Al Horford right now, they'd have to get into a bidding war. Nobody wants to do that. Mark Stein also talked about Kemba Walker.
By the way, I think Horford may be a Laker.
Okay.
They're interested, too, as a backup. Well, no, put it like this. No. There's a team that offered him $100 million, 4 years guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's out there. I don't know who it is, though.
Okay. Stein also talked about Kemba Walker saying it's not a fit to him, but the Mavs have insisted privately that they do believe Kemba Walker can really fit with them. And I'd say that's fine, especially because we just saw Mike Conley get traded with a $40 million contract. I mean, I think if it doesn't work out with Kemba Walker, maybe you trade him and get multiple pieces that can be role players around Luka and Porzingis better. So I'm not totally sold on Kemba Walker, the player, but as an asset, I think it makes a ton of sense.
Okay, I'm with you with that. I think Kemba can work here. I do think that you can have Kemba.
I think it could too. Yeah.
But you are going to have to. He's a one-on-one player.
Yeah.
And so you are going to have the time where when Kemba gets the ball, either you like the matchup and you don't go set a pick, or you set a pick on his guy and you let him do his thing.
Yeah.
And I think we'll have to see if it works. You know, sometimes you think something's going to be good chemistry and it's not. And sometimes you think, how is Van Exel really going to work when you have Steve Nash and Dirk Nowitzki and Michael Finley, and then you find out, my gosh, Nick Van Exel actually works out perfectly in this thing. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes things that don't look like they're going to work out actually work out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. You're exactly right, Mike, because
great point.
Rick Carlisle's system predicates two playmakers, so it's not about getting the ball out of Luka's hands. Here's the key to the whole thing. If this rumor is true, it's got to be that Carlisle has signed off on this thing, because Carlisle was the guy. Yeah. He did not want Rondo. He did not want Rondo. Good. Meanwhile, it was such a no-brainer on paper. They put that fivesome on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I believe. They had Rondo, Dirk, whoever that is for that year. They're like, this team, Tyson Chandler, this team is now a threat because of Rondo. And Carlisle was the last one on board.
And Stein was also pretty adamant that he does not believe D'Angelo Russell's a fit with the Mavs because he's more of a scoring ball dominant guy instead of a, you know, maybe a shooting scorer like the Mavs need. And I guess I just don't understand D'Angelo Russell's good enough. There seems to be quite a wide range of opinions on him, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Elsewhere here in the world of NBA rumors, SI has a hell of a list going right now. The Grizzlies would have to be blown away by a trade to move the number two pick in tonight's draft. That's out of the Sporting News, and I totally agree. Yeah. I think Ja Morant's a future superstar in this league.
They literally just traded Mike Conley, and I know they got pieces for him, and they got off of his contract, but they also traded him so now Ja Morant can play as many minutes as he can possibly handle. So if you were to trade the number two pick tonight, there's really no other point guard in kind of the top five or six that everybody's like, hey, this is possibly going to be a solid point guard in the NBA. So I'm with you, Gavin. It doesn't make much sense unless some team is just willing to give a whole bunch to do this.
They say there's one guy that's flying up the charts that people who want a point guard are looking at, and that's that Garland guy. And that's why Memphis is thinking they can – New Orleans thinks they can get Barrett, jump over the New York Knicks, and put him back together with Zion down in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
That's what they're thinking they're going to try to do, kind of like when – Trae Young and Luka, the swap of the picks, because the Mavericks knew they could get Luka because they'd already figured out what the other teams want. And so that's why that pick from the Lakers is in play for New Orleans. But as far as Memphis is concerned, back to what you're saying, they're going to get their guy. They're going to get their guy because everybody knows that's who they want.
The latest news, the Wizards have no intention of trading Bradley Beal. A lot of teams would love to get their hands on him. He's like a 3-and-D guy, but with significant talent. You know, he can be a role player for you. He can fill it up for you. One of the better two-way players in the game. So everybody's trying to get their hands on him, and the Wizards are unwilling to deal him. Golden State has acquired picks number 41 in Thursday's draft, sending $1.3 million and a 2024 second-round pick to Atlanta. Man, so it's a good year apparently to have an early second-round pick. I think that's encouraging for what the Mavs might be able to do.
Yeah, and I think for Golden State is they still want to compete. And I'm sure that they even have this idea of if we get Durant and Klay back and they can get healthy in March and we figured out a way how to make the playoffs with what we have, then they probably see there's still an outside chance they can win it next year.
So the bigger Warrior story, though, is that they could engineer a sign-and-trade with Kevin Durant. That's according to Brian Windhorst, as that is a strong possibility with him going to the Knicks is the most popular speculation right now.
I saw that.
Well, you know, I guess being the king of New York, if you could bring a championship to New York, you put yourself on a completely different level. You're a god. You're an icon. Those fans won't care if you do anything else for the rest of your life if you do that one time. But I would look at all the great players they've had over the last four decades and haven't been able to do jack.
Yeah.
You know, what makes a player confident? I think he wants to believe that it's doable there because of how massive it would be for his brand. But he is ignoring, I think, a lot of reality again, chasing what he wants to be true instead of what is reality.
Their front office is such a mess. That's why Porzingis wanted out of there. Porzingis was the king of New York. He made the
dumpster fire.
He's like, get me out of this mess. Windhorst also said that if Kawhi were to stay in Toronto, he would do a 1 year and an option so that they can keep the squad together. In other words, keep that team as is to repeat because Golden State is not going to be a factor next year.
There is a rumor. Now, this won't happen till early or mid-July, is that New York might be dumb enough to take Chris Paul off of Houston's hands if they strike out.
Ooh, that would be sick. Wow. That would make me want to vomit. Talk about some bad news in the division. And the Nets may stop pursuing Kyrie Irving if they can't get Kevin Durant to join him. That's out of the New York Post, which is kind of tabloidy, so take that for what it's worth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.